It's Bill Left. Wendy Snyder has the day off, recuperating from a knee surgery, a successful knee surgery on Thursday. She will be back with us tomorrow. Jack Amberg is here, the vice president over at the Federal Savings Bank. Jack served our country for 26 years as a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel. Also joining us, Justin Hamilton, a mortgage banker for that same bank, Federal Savings Bank. He served 5 years in the U.S. Air Force as an EOD, that's an explosive ordnance disposal technician. Jack, really quick before we get to the meat of this, you know a little something about knee surgeries, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've had about six knee surgeries. So
six?
Yes.
So Wendy's got, she's on number two. She's got a ways to go before she catches up to you.
But she'll be fine if she pays attention to the physical therapist. They don't have to, physical therapist doesn't have to be nice. You just got to do what they tell you to do to get better.
That's it. That's all you need to know. This segment, our new Military Monday segment, which we'll do every other Monday, is sponsored proudly by the Federal Savings Bank. Guys, thank you for being here. Really appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit, Justin, if you wouldn't mind, about what you did for 5 years. And I want to thank both of you for your service before we go about above and beyond anything else. 5 years in U.S. Air Force, and then you worked as in the EOD, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technician. You and I were talking about this beforehand. This is similar to the movie Hurt Locker. This is where there's an explosive device, and it's your job to go in and defuse this device, correct?
Yes, sir. And I just want to thank you guys for having us on. So as an EOD technician, our primary role was to render safe explosive hazards, whether that be IEDs, conventional weapons, also nuclear and chemical and biological weapons as well. So it was our main job to, you know, keep people safe by neutralizing explosive threats.
You have to have nerves of steel to do this. There's no other way, is there?
A little bit, and some great training.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that training. How do they train you to do something like this?
Well, it's a very intensive training program. It's 8 months long at Eglin Air Force Base. It's literally a pass-fail test every day, 6 days a week.
And, yeah.
It's like taking a drink out of a fire hose.
Yeah. And when you actually go and do this, how does it differ from the training? I mean, you know for sure this is for real this time. This isn't a staged event. This is real this time. But what's going through your mind when you're doing something that's this volatile?
Well, it's practice like you play. So we literally create training scenarios that are as realistic as possible,
yeah,
short of having live explosives in front of you.
Jack, you and I met last week, and you said something that I never really thought about, but boy, is it true. When many of us civilians meet people who have served time, we do what I did at the beginning, and we thank you for your service. But you brought up the fact that the service goes beyond you, beyond the military person. It's his wife as well.
Right, and I also thank everybody for paying for it, because at the end of the day, we were stewards of the American people's money. But what's amazing is when you do deploy, it's easier actually on the service member. It's the family that doesn't really know what's going on. They have no idea what could happen next. For that family member left home, if the phone rings, if the doorbell rings, they don't know if it's the chaplain and something has happened. So it's very stressful for families. So the only thing I would encourage is, folks, if you're going to thank the folks in the uniform, please thank their families also.
So for many of us, that's what you just said is a very foreign experience. The phone ringing is an everyday thing. The doorbell ringing is an everyday thing. But the fear factor involved with that is this the news that I most dread? That's a nonstop entity, isn't it?
It is when you're deployed. It absolutely is. And that's where folks, when they're stateside, and there's a lot of organizations that are able to do it, have networks of folks to help. In Illinois, it's a little bit tougher. There are some great organizations out there that can help. But when you're on a base, at least, you have other wives, spouses,
sure,
husbands, and so on that you can talk to. So you have someone that can share, you can share that with.
All right. Give me, guys, a little bit of history about Federal Savings Bank and why they're doing such a great job in helping vets.
Well, to put it in perspective for what it's worth, the Federal Savings Bank right now, the 300 banks, organizations that are authorized to provide VA mortgages in the country, we are number 13 when it comes to volume. When I say that, though, we haven't been around that long. The bank was initially Chicago Bank Corp, and we wanted to become a federal bank so we could loan it all 50 states. So we made that adjustment. And one of the things we really like is having other veterans join us. Our culture is very military-focused. When I say that, the military focus is the mission. The mission focus. We have to accomplish the mission. You heard Justin's story. And if you've got a guy that's willing to grab a bomb and you know, make it safe again, can you imagine how well he would do with you if you just need a mortgage and be able to buy a house.
How did that transition play out for you? I mean, you were in a very volatile situation. The banking world is also volatile, not as volatile as what you experienced in the past, but I have to think your experience helped you in what you do now.
Yeah, I think absolutely. So funny story, I met with a big-time agent. I was literally 2 months into this process, and he had asked me, how long have you been doing this? And I just was straightforward. I said, I've been doing this for 2 months.
Yeah.
And he kind of was like, well, why would I use you? I said, sir, I disarm bombs in the military. You know, the mortgage industry, it's going to throw you some curveballs, but it's nothing that I can't handle. And he's been a great partner with me ever since.
That's a healthy way of looking at it. Last week, Jack, when we all sat down, Wendy was here at the time too, and other members of the bank were with us. You talked about that transition of what life was mm-hmm. like and mm-hmm. what life is like now. Just go into a minute or two of that for
us. Sure. So when folks are coming out of the military, the experience is really kind of different. It takes normally basic training would be at least 13 weeks to go from a civilian to a sailor, a soldier, an airman, yeah. a marine, a Coast Guardsman. And yet when they get out, it's anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you're a civilian again.
Yeah.
That transition can be tough. One example with that would be, and I call it the decision model, and I got this from one of the psychologists at the Jesse Brown VA Hospital. In a combat theater, troops make about 3,000 decisions a day. Seems fine. Do you have any idea how many folks make in the civilian world?
Double or triple, I would guess.
It is triple that. It's about 9,000, because in the civilian world, you make decisions on whether you're going to shave, what you're going to wear,
yeah.
what route you're going to take to get to work, shoot, what you're going to eat. Those decisions aren't made in the military. And so understanding in the transition, and we've all read about it, the veterans are overwhelmed. Understand why they're overwhelmed, and I think you can help them land a little bit easier.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for this. It's Military Mondays. It's a new feature on the show. We'll be doing this every other week. It's all sponsored by Federal Savings Bank. Jack, if people want to get in touch with Federal Savings Bank, their best option is?
Well, they can actually go to the website, federalsavingsbank.com. And if there are any veterans looking to get employment, it's jointfsb.com. So jointfsb.com.
Very nice. Jack, great to see you again. Justin, great to meet you. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you being here. We will take a quick break, and then we have a lot more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff on WGN.